I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Russian Ministries has helped distribute more than 4 million Christmas gifts to children in Russia over the last 5 years. This year, the Russian government won't allow these gifts into the country. Russian Ministries' Sergei Rahuba says these boxes helped with their child evangelism program.
They build relationships. Those boxes help to open the doors to families that were not open to Christianity before. Those boxes, they open doors to schools, to orphanages, to the places, you know, where it was impossible to come before.
Thousands of these kids came to Christ. Russian Ministries isn't giving up. Rahuba says they're starting their own program called Boxes of Hope.
So we decide to encourage Russian Christians to pack these boxes. So we simply go ahead and buy these gifts in Russia.
Time is of the essence. $50,000 is needed to distribute 5,000 boxes of hope. Go to missionnetworknews.org to help. And as the United States Congress is passing legislation to give relief to home and business owners, the Evangelical Church is also reaching out to Hurricane Katrina victims. Evangelical Baptist Missions is just one organization that's coordinating church-to-church partnerships. EBM's Gary Goode says they're recruiting churches to help the First Baptist Church of New Orleans. While the physical work is important, Goode says they need teams interested in sharing their faith.
We're running into people who are downtrodden, brokenhearted, emotionally devastated by what they've been through. There's a physical damage, and there's emotional damage, which opens up the door to the spiritual side of people.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.